Didsbury, Cowan. Joyce McCoy says she hopes to be allowed back on committees, boards and external appointments when Mayor Rhonda Hunter and McCoy's fellow councillors vote on the matter on November 14. A first-term councillor, McCoy met with Town of Didsbury Mayor Rhonda Hunter and Deputy Mayor Kurt Engel on October 31 to discuss the possible removal of sanctions imposed on McCoy by council in March. On March 14, council carried a motion sanctioning McCoy for what council called disparaging comments made by the councillor about municipal staff. According to the official letter of reprimand published by the town at the time, McCoy had made a recent attack on staff and untrue statements made by them on social media, promoting a code of conduct review. These statements served to undermine public confidence in administration and council and are therefore extremely harmful to the town and the community. In the letter, the town said, if your, McCoy's, conduct improves over this year and you cease making critical and disparaging comments about staff, that you will be considered again for council assignments and professional development at the next organizational meeting held this year, in October. At the October 25 organizational meeting, council did not appoint McCoy to any committees or boards. At the 20-minute meeting on October 31, McCoy says she was presented with a list of possible committee and board appointments she may be given pending the outcome of the November 14 vote. It will be on the next meeting agenda on November 14, when council will be voting on it, she said. They expressed what the plan is, but that's not final until council votes it through. They presented me with a potential letter, not the final one, of what committees I would be on. She said council has not asked her to do anything pending the November 14 meeting. Contacted by the Alberton, Mayor Rhonda Hunter declined comment.